Just you and me.
Hello,
glad to have you back. Oh, there's someone else here. Let's see that. Who's this who just came in on the anonymous line?
Hi, this
That's
is Kate.
Kate? Okay, yeah. So you guys saw the video I sent you?
No, I didn't get anything.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah, look on your email. The video 20 minutes ago. It was made in 1993. It's a famous video. One of the songs from Bosmia Ecology called Everything Disappeared. Some guys made it into a video following my structure. And I thought of it the other day. Eating the eye cell. If you look at it, it opens with my mouth swallowing something, and then it turns out to be a history of media imagery for 100 years, say 1893 to 1993 when it was made, and then it ends with my mouth swallowing it. So ION and the eye cell is the anti-environment to the Android meme. That imagery was the virtualized history of the Android meme. Made up for 4 minutes, and then it ends with me swallowing it. So it's actually quite prophetic. So I'm going to promote that video a little more. And this is 22 years later, realizing this. So if you look on your email, click on it and look at it.
Oh, I just did.
Okay.
And it's 22 years later. Your lucky number.
Right. Well, not my lucky number, just one that shows up a lot in my observations. Shows up in the Android meme. The four numbers are 22, 14, 7, and 8. Yeah, 22, 14, 7, and 8. So, and 18. And we throw 18 in there. So, I could start playing it and broadcast it through this. It won't be, I don't know if it'll be perfect broadcast, but when you guys have it there, we can all start it together. And you can watch it.
Okay.
The people can listen.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't start it yet. Are you getting close to it?
Okay.
Don't start it yet, but you've got it, right?
Okay.
No, I won't.
Yes.
I'm not going to start it until you're ready. So this is a video
you
first discovered that.
Beg your pardon?
When you first discovered the Android meme, this is a video that was made?
Yes, I was talking about the Android meme around that period. In 93, so everything's disappeared. That's the chemical and astral body, TV landscape, and chip landscape to be replaced by the TV body and chip body, and the beginning of the mystery body. That syndrome in the 90s, called the internet, what I call the Android meme, is what I was trying to show. And you'll see there's five phases. You'll see signs blackout. Maybe even tetrads. There was two versions. One had tetrads. I don't know if they both have tetrads. So I'm going over to dupes where I posted it. Click on it. And so if you click on it now, let it run about 5 seconds because there's a gap before it starts. Then stop it. Don't let it really start. Or if it starts, stop it right where it starts. And I'll bring it up here through our system, Soundflower and all that, Soundflower. Let's see, what else do I have to cover that? All right, so let's see, it's coming up. Okay, let your thing run to 19 seconds.
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
Stop it at 19.
Yes.
Oh. Okay, so I'll just sit. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. It's fun.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Tickled. Your ganglia are tickled. So I'm just going to go 1 point. Okay. Okay, so we're at 19, and I think mine's, you guys will be hearing it, and the audience will be hearing mine. Okay. I'll go 3, 2, 1, click. Okay? Three,
okay.
And we can talk over it. You want to yell out things you notice? Okay. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1, click.
Ah!
Telegraph tetrad. Imagery of that period. Telegraph period. There's me dancing, floating in the bubble.
My father bought a television.
Yeah.
And I said, Dad, don't bring that into the house. It's going to change the whole family structure. It's going to change the neighborhood. Already a bunch of people in the neighborhood have TV, and I can see the effects on my peers. I warned him it's going to create a separation and create a Berlin Wall in the family. It's going to make my sister become a different kind of person. It's going to make me become a different kind of person. I'll lose my interest in hockey. I'll get into drugs. I predicted all this when I was 10, but he couldn't understand that. He didn't believe me.
We would turn off the mosaic mesh effect, the tactile mesh effect of the television environment, regardless of the content. That would change people. We would no longer have the tactile interval addiction and gambling mania that's running rampant on the planet today. If you just turn off the effect of the television mosaic mesh. Not the content.
That's right, the television.
Yeah.
Is a biological event. When the telegraph arrived as an environment by 1850, that pushed man into a new dimension.
TV is the motor mechanism of fashion and war making.
I'll stop it for you and read it out. Speak a little louder, Germaine.
Okay,
so I move it back. So first of all, let's go back to the beginning. I think we'll walk our way through it. It's pretty good.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it before?
I've never seen this.
Okay, good. So what do you think?
It's good.
I like it.
You put this together? You picked all
Okay, the album Bob's Meat Ecology made by Dave Neufeld came out on April 22nd, 1922. Then he made a second album, Bob's Meat Ecology Squared, which has more complex quotes from my radio show. I had nothing to do with making the album, but they used my statements from my radio show's archives. So by late 92, early 93, Bob's Meat Ecology Squared, the second one came out. Meanwhile, Nelson Thal commissioned this guy, Eric Yaland. You'll see his name in the credits at the beginning. he is a young guy, and they heard about him or something, and they went to his rich guy's bedroom in his father's, you know, nice upper middle class home, and there was a picture of J.R. Bob Dobbs of the Church of Stuff Genius in his room. So the guy was already into the Church of Stuff Genius. So Nelson heard that he was a pretty good editor, but he's very young, 19 or something, 20. And they hired him to make a video. So on the weekend of January 18th, I think January 18th was a Monday, so Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they rented Nelson and rented. And I went down there. I wanted to oversee it. I wanted the video to have my history of the Android Me in it. So I hung around for two and a half days while Eric and another guy, Robin Lynn, made the video over the weekend. Oh, yeah, what we did, we got some footage off C-SPAN or something of the history of the 20th century. So we stole this footage off somewhere. So this is before the Internet. As most people know it, this is 93. So we had all this footage. So Eric and Robin put together a collage, and the design was you have these five phases. You don't see it in this version where you have – what's that noise? Somebody making noise? Let me – you know what the clicking is? Is that my phone?
I didn't hear it.
Okay, so There are dates in it, basically like my tiny note chart, which hadn't been made yet. This was made before the tiny note chart, and my structure for it, my outline of the history of, you know, 100 or more years. Basically, I guess 1840 to 2020. So we had all this imagery, and basically they were to put the imagery of the period, like the first part of the 20th century goes in the first section, or in the 20s and 30s go in the second section, and the middle part of the 20th century imagery goes in the middle of the video, and then you have the 60s, and then you have the 90s. So like five parts. But they were to sprinkle imagery from the older parts or from the later parts in earlier parts, so it became timeless. You know, it implied... 60 or 70, 30, 70% to 30% of the era, but there was always other parts of the era, of the other eras in each part. So it was a nice Finneganese kind of collage of everything's happening all at once. And then one of the guys took me to a room and I danced around, and so that's the little floating bubble with the guy dancing. You saw that, right?
That's me.
And that's me dancing through the 20th century. So it's dated January 18th, 1993. I think that is the birthday of one of Nelson's sons. That's probably a Monday. So it got released. Now, Eric Yaland went on to become a very successful video maker in the music industry. And we talked about Eric. What'd you say?
I looked him up and pulled up his website and...
When we were talking about the broken social scene and why and how it broke up, and our interview with Neufeld last week, have you guys heard that?
What was that?
Yep.
Interview with David Neufeld on What Youth last week.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good show.
That was great, yeah.
Right, so, you know, you should listen to it closely. So Neufeld's the guy that made the music, Everything's Disappeared, that's used in the album. We mentioned Eric because Eric was there in 2004 when I met with some of the other members of the Broken Soul Scene. And Eric had so much money, he bought a tavern across the street from Drake Hotel, which the hip-hop pop culture star Drake may have named himself after, Drake Hotel. That's where I did the glow channeling on October 12, 2004 in the McLuhan Festival. So Eric Yaland, I re-met him, I guess that would be 11 years later in 2004. And Robin Lynn went on to look up the name. I think he moved to Boston and got into, you know, high-end video making. They were both very talented guys, young people. So thinking of this media and thinking of the RNA drops, thinking of what I later did and how the Android meme is basically image overload, as presented in this video. That's the cliche, dull version of the Android meme. That's what Ion swallows. So this video is literal, and I hadn't thought of it until earlier today. So that's what we're looking at. So let's go back to the beginning and move up to 19 points in, and then we'll go through it slowly. We can ask questions or ask about the imagery, and we can do an exegesis. Now, there's two people on the line. We'll open the lines for them as long as they stay quiet. They can speak, but don't make noises. 647. Who's that? 647 in Toronto. What's your name? 647.
Could be me.
Jason? Jason. We haven't heard from you in a month or so.
Yeah.
I was thinking about you.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I was thinking about you claiming that my audience is middle-aged women going through an identity crisis. No, there's all kinds of people here. There's you, for example.
Putting words in my mouth again.
No, you said that. Don't you remember saying it? Didn't you say that?
I said Ion works best with middle-aged women who are undergoing transformation or something along those lines.
Well, Ion works best with everybody. Why, just because women love me, it doesn't mean the audience is limited to that, right?
No. I didn't say that. I said it works best. Works best.
Well, they're pretty good. The ones who speak, they show well for their peer group, for their age, in their 40s, say. Yes, that's a bit accurate. But you should be part of it, and you should represent your thing and do better than them. You should, your gang.
Touché.
Young, lost boys of the wilderness. Lost boys.
Lost men, but
Yeah, who are they? I think of a Men Without Hats. I'm trying to think of a pop group with the name Boys in it. I don't know. There must be some, right, Jermaine? What band called had the word boys in it?
Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So Jason, do you have any? I wonder if this is on YouTube. I know Nelson. I had posted somewhere, and he told me to take it down because it was his property. And he didn't want me using it. He didn't want to associate it with me, I guess. But I could post it. I posted it in. In our dupes. Is it under 5 body? Did we make a copy of it or something? Yeah, so I have my own copy now. So let's see if anybody put it out on YouTube, because then you could look at it, Jason. Are you getting my enthusiasm, Katie and Jermaine, of how prophetic this is?
I can see it in the video.
What'd you say?
I said, yeah, I can see just by looking at that video.
You can see what? Can you make your phone better or something? It's a drag not hearing all that you're saying.
Okay, can you hear me now?
What'd you say?
I said, is this better?
Maybe. Okay, so looking, everything's disappeared. This may be it. Everything's disappeared. What's his name? Larry Lava made his own version. So, looking down, Bigfoot, it doesn't look like it's online. So, do you look at the chat line, Jason?
No, not normally. I'm looking at it right now, but.
Okay, well, I'll post the video for the link. And then you can look at it with us. Let's see. Grab the video. Where is it? Just a second. Due to non-physical. The iCell swallows the Android meme made in 1993. So isn't it funny that we finally realize what it means 22 years later? So I'm putting it into the chat line and making my name identified. Okay, so we have on there, let's see, Leon says, who started here? Is that Ginny? Is Romy listening to us? Yeah, 6 o'clock. Wait a minute. I got to go way up here. Romy said, have a great week, everybody. All right, so Eliza comes in first and says, is this supposed to be a video, Bob? That's what Eliza asked. Then she says, I'm talking about the link you post up on Dupes, the iCell swallows the Android meme. Yeah, that's what we're looking at. And then ORA says, boys, two men, written with a two sign or a Roman numeral. Then I approve it. Then ORA says, approve my Dupes account, Bob. Well, you have to apply properly, or ORA. I don't know what you've done. So you you have to tell me what you registered under. So you would email ionic@howionic.com and tell me what name it is, and if it was done in the last couple of days, I can look for it. If it was done months ago, it's very hard to find because it just piles up the garbage. It's among all the bots that are constantly going into that area. So you might start over again, but you tell me where it is, and we'll approve your Dupes account. Eliza says the link is just an audio. No. Oh, my God. And then someone else says my link says the file is corrupt. What the fuck? Let's see.
Yeah, I'm only getting
going over there. Well, it takes a minute for the sound to come up. Okay, so I'm on Dupes. I'm clicking on it. Up comes the video. You got faulty equipment. And it takes, 20, it starts at 19 seconds. So go to Dupes and click on that. And why isn't that Tiny Earl? The Tiny Earl fucking thing doesn't work? So I have to put in the original link? Here's the original link before I turn it into a Tiny Earl. Okay, look at that long thing. All right, can you look at the chat line, Kate and Jermaine?
I'll look it up right now.
Are you looking at the chat line, Kate? What did it do? Kate fall off and she's now blocked? No? What's up, Kate?
Oh, sorry, I was on mute. No, I'm not looking at the chat line. I've been watching the video. I'm, mesmerized and hypnotized by it.
Good. So you're able to see the video. So you, Eliza and them, come on. It's a video. So what's happening?
Well, you emailed it to us, so I have it in my email, but I don't know if other people can see it. You should just email it to all the people who are listening.
I see you put it on. You put the link on the chat.
Well, what's weird, here, these people are saying still get 404 file not found. I don't know what's going on there. Why do you guys?
I just posted to YouTube.
It's not on YouTube. It's five. Look at the goddamn thing I put out there. Fivebody.com. Use that. Okay? It's not on YouTube. It's not found because Nelson blocked it. So there's a long link. I just posted in the chat line, and that's what everybody is seeing. Now, wait, 30 seconds for you guys to get your shit together. Yeah, Jason says that works. Okay, good. So, Eliza, are you there? Everybody should get on the same page at 19 seconds, and we can go through it. There's lots of new Roxy and Bob videos being posted on Ed site. Hope you're doing your homework. Jack doing his homework,
okay.
Jermaine? No, Jack's not doing his homework. No. Too busy running around trying to make a living, trying to kill the market. That never works, you know, Jermaine.
Trying to what?
Trying too hard to make money.
Yeah.
You know, money is a very spiritual force, and it's like magnetism. It repulses you, it repulses you. So you got to be real gingerly. You got to be real indifferent about money. You know, like ignore it, and then it'll come around and try to get your attention. So, you know, your crass buddies. What?
When you pay no attention, then it comes looking for you.
Yeah, you can, interact with it, but don't make a big deal out of it. Money hates that. Money is spiritual. It hates these idiot, grubby idiots. They'll end up not making money and then committing suicide. I mean, what a stupid position that is.
I feel like I've been ignoring it for a long time.
Well, you don't ignore it. It's a spiritual force, but you don't rely on it. Just like you don't ignore Ion, but you don't have to rely on Ion. You don't have to worship Ion, but you can't. You shouldn't ignore him. You should interact with it.
Hmm.
That's the best advice you're ever going to get. Money is spiritual. Be very careful how you relate to it, and get ready for unforeseen changes with money.
Woohoo!
Right. Okay, so is everybody, what's Eliza doing? Eliza, got it. Okay, so everybody is there. So we're going to go through it. And are you ready, guys? Got that 19 seconds?
Yeah.
So I'll turn the sound off. We're going to just talk about the imagery and the tetrads. So here goes. Oh, I started. Okay, 3, 2, 1, click. And begins with the mouth. Bob's famous mouth.
Yeah,
so look what it says.
Why does it mute? Why?
Bob, the word makes the market. Any questions about that?
I have a question about the mouth. So why mouth and not the eye?
What about the eye?
Like, wouldn't it be going through the eyes and not the mouth? Why the mouth?
No, it's sound. And it's the mouth is swallowing it. And the mouth makes the word.
Oh, got it.
Oh, right.
The,
okay.
The word makes the market. And that's the way society's run since World War II. The White House says the word of where we're at, determines the climate, and then people, all the media and everybody on the planet has to react. So the word makes the market. The word is Rumpelstiltskin.
Mm-hmm.
Rumpelstiltskin is in my quadrant on the tiny note chart. Bob is the present. I've been the Rumpelstiltskin controlling the word that makes the market for, you know, 30 years or something. In retrospect, I didn't know how much I was controlling it in the 80s and 90s. I had an inkling I was in the short list, but it turns out I was creating Ion. So the word makes the market, and the new market is going to be Ion, okay, as a new technological thing. So that's a prophetic statement. Bob, the word Bob makes the market. Okay, I'm clicking on it to move along. So what do we see next? Everything's disappeared. There's the first tetrad, which is actually, this is at 33 points, the structure of the tetrad. Part one is new technology creates an environment that enhances something that's never been enhanced before. For example, television enhances the total sensorium and the central nervous system. It obsolesces, the bottom right obsolesces the previous mechanical environment. Obsolesces private ownership of money. That's why the market crashed in 1929. It retrieves something that has the same structural characteristics as, say, television that existed a long time ago and is brought back with new relevance, something that was forgotten. So in general, we could say it brings back tactile sensitivities. You're wandering, mumbling homeless. There's a tactile person. So the homeless, the original state of human beings may be when they were first fallen, they're wandering around lost, private individuals, the Cyclops in James Joyce's Ulysses, the Cyclops group, where there's no social laws, just total anarchy. So that's retrieved by the caveman reality of television, And then you push television to extreme. You overuse it, make it be an environment too much. It flips into something with opposite characteristics. And that would be maybe the Internet, the two-way communication of the Internet. Television in the 50s was one-way broadcasting. You sat there and consumed it. You were passively receiving it, even though you were actively discarnate. But your chemical body appeared to be passively consuming it. But your brains were being sent all over the planet and the universe. So that flipped into to two-way interactive communication, which is the Internet Web 1.0. So you got that, everybody? So there's the structure of the tetrad, and then we're going to show five tetrads. Okay?
Okay.
Anybody understand that so far?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. So I'm clicking again. Let's move along. Let's see what. So everything's disappeared to operate, push button, telegraph. Stop there. So this is 1840 to 1900. Telegraph is the hidden environment, the first electric mass electric extension. And it enhances or creates the global village, not the global theater. That's caused by the satellite, 60 years later. The global village, it obsolesces the nation. So you have the beginning of what Alex Jones complains about, the internationalists, the oligopoly, the world bankers, the Freemasons, the Illuminati. The world has shrunk to the size of a village. People with airplanes and cars and telephones can, early electric media can get around the planet pretty quickly. And what else? Global surveillance. A lot of what George Orwell describes in 1984 is happening in 1900, by 1900. Joseph Conrad has a novel called Secret Agents about this double agent stuff. Let's see. And so the national structure that was reinforced by the printing press and especially newspapers is obsolesced. That's the bottom right quadrant. That's the nation. It is obsolesced. So in the United States, the international grouping brought in illegally, according to the Constitution, brought in the income tax and the Federal Reserve. See, that's the beginning of the world government. World government's not something coming. It happened 100 years ago. So the telegraph makes that possible. And it retrieves the occult, seances and spiritualism. Many people sort of image the telegraph as somehow communicating spirits. They couldn't really see it as a mechanical technology, so they were trying to visualize it. And it led them into a fad that started in Rochester, New York in the 1850s when the telegraph first came out of seances and mediums. So that goes in, ends up with Madame Blavatsky and the Theosophical Society, lots of mediums in that world. The British scientists or fringe scientists form the British Society of Psychical Research, and there's a lot of interest by famous people in studying the occult. So the occult, which was normal in pre-literate societies, is retrieved by the telegraph. And then you push the telegraph to extreme, and the chemical body is obsolete, and you start getting the landscape of the electrified body, which we call now the TV body and chip body, but the first electric environment was a landscape. It was not a body. You were part of a mass new biological environment, Teilhard de Chardin called the noosphere. And McLuhan called that discarnate man, not carnate, no body, electrically angelic, everywhere at once. Actually, that's super angelic. Angels can be anywhere, but they can only be where they are when they're anywhere. But electric environments makes everybody everywhere simultaneously at the same time. So discarnate man is the unforeseen flip of the global village into this new strange situation. Okay, you got that?
So is this when the concept of space and time changed?
Yes, there's no space and time. No space, okay. No time. Those are chemical body 3D aspects. And, Einstein is affected by the telegraph. He starts saying, there's no Newtonian absolute time, absolute space. So it's curved, and he starts getting to the theory of relativity. He's trying to sculpture and visualize a non-visual, non-Newtonian aspect of the discarnate state. So the technology, the discarnate electric environment, is causing changes in all the different institutions. Even
so
war.
Did it bring more fighting? Yeah, so it's created more war and more fighting?
Oh, yeah. All the nations of the world have an identity crisis because their image of themselves as an isolated thing out there colonizing the rest of the world, the European nations, they are don't know what to get now. They're obsolesced by a new form of wealth around them, the electric wealth. It's affecting news and the newspaper. So the nations have an identity crisis, and they start going to war. And the dumb nations who weren't so industrialized. Now, what's that noise? Who's making noise? Come on, mute yourself. That's Eliza. What are you doing, Eliza? Mute yourself. Is that you, Eliza? Do you admit it? It's coming through. You're the red giveaway.
It's me. Sorry.
You're 347?
Yes, sir.
Come on. Fucking, I'm using it. Okay. Fucking asshole. So, you know, be aware of what you're doing. Be aware that you're discarnate. You're not in your room. You're in a global membrane. Okay. The very thing we're talking about. So you have to keep yourself muted or not interrupting the space. Okay, so we were saying what? What was the last words? The nations are obsolete. They are trying to retrieve an older identity, and the stupider, less industrialized nations like Germany and Japan and Russia, they start getting aggressive in 1905, and Japan attacks Russia. Russia attacks Finland or something, and the Kaiser in Germany, he wants to get a place in the sun. So these less visually biased nations, like which are Britain, France, and the United States, these ones that are not as visually biased, they're actually excited by the new acoustic space that the tactile telegraph brings in. Acoustic space is more resonant with the tactility of the telegraph, of the electric environment, than visual space. So those less visualized, less industrialized, they feel empowered by the telegraph. And you'll see the gain in World War II, the less industrialized nations, Italy, Germany, and even though Germany was pretty industrial by the 30s because of what Hitler did, but the people are still acoustic people more than the British, French, and Americans. And you could, and you include Canadians probably in there. So you have Japan, fascism, Italy, fascism, Germany, Nazism, fascism. So that's the tribal acoustic society feeling its oats, feeling powerful under the electric radio environment. So you have an inkling of that in the telegraph phase. Anything else you want to say? No, you should say something. You guys got to stop being silent. Even if you got nothing to say, just say, hey, this is Jermaine. I'm having a good time. You know, say something.
Well, I'm taking notes. I feel like this should be I'm going to go back to it and really take my notes.
Right.
And,
you can take notes. You can take notes when you rehear it, Jermaine.
Yeah.
Take notes when you rehear it. You should be talking and creating, making it better by talking. So, say something.
So this part right here that we're looking at with the global village and they're called and the nation and discarnate.
Called the tetrad.
Right now.
The tetrad.
The tetrad. But it changed from the first one we saw. This isn't right now, right?
Like no, this is 100 years ago. This is 120 years ago. This is 1900. Basically, on my tiny note chart, it's 1840 to 1900, 60-year period. The telegraph comes in around 1840. So the telegraph is a hidden ground for most of that period, but it's a strong, recognized figure by 1900. But it's influencing everybody. It causes the American Civil War in 1861 and all kinds of other things. Now, what was your opening sentence? Oh, yeah. The first tetrad is the structure of the tetrad, how to read the tetrad. It says enhances, obsolescence, retrieves, flips into, okay? That's the definition
right.
of a
okay.
How to read the subsequent tetrads, of which this is the first one.
Okay.
So when a new technology comes in, it has four effects, four laws. The law of what does it enhance, create some new situation, what does it obsolesce, what does it retrieve, and what does it slip into. Those are the four laws of the tetrad. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now we're going to click on this, and you're going to see a lot of imagery approximately from that era, the Eiffel Tower, whatever other old-fashioned imagery. So let's look at it. I'm going to click on right now to follow from there.
Are you going to start
There's
at
the
90 seconds again?
Yeah, we're starting. Okay, so I assume you're clicking. We're looking at rapid imagery, newspaper, drawings, old trains, telephone, guy jumps off, car, smashes an old car, welding, candy thing, bureaucracy, telegraph, telephone, switchboards, a little bit of a screen image from the future, and then comes, then it goes purple. It goes slightly pink. The color of the tinting changes. That means you've moved into the next tetrad, the next era. I think it's movie comes next. So there was a certain tint for the telegraph. Now we're in a different tint. And the tetrad doesn't come right away. It's in the middle of this section. So there's some military guys. I have it stuck at a 102. Okay, I'm clicking on it again. There it is, the tetrad for movie at 104. So the movie enhances psychiatry. That's Freud. It makes people analyze their dreams because a movie is dreaming awake. It's a parallel world that you watch that's created for you, and you consume it like a dream. And so then a guy shows up saying, hey, dreams are significant, and creates a whole psychology around it, right? That's Freud. So it obsolesces literate, nationalistic, boring ideology and propaganda, which I call dogma. Now people are into making their spaces. You're going to get into the Roaring Twenties and jazz, and all of the Victorian visually biased society just collapses. It can't handle the movie radio environment of the 20s. It retrieves consumerism. Now we have to say, where was consumerism? Where did it happen before in history? Well, the Roman Empire had it. What'd you say?
That was my question. Where was it before?
Think of the Roman circuses. Think of the Roman Empire, where they gave the masses bread. They were on welfare, and they went to the Colosseum every day and watched slaughtering. Right? Think of the spectacles. It's not packaged consumerism. They didn't have the industrial age, but it can also refer to the consumerism of the 19th century, which was a new deal. It was part of the hidden industrial ground, but it becomes the content of the electric age because you've got software consumerism, people watching imagery in magazines, photographs, movies, radio, so they can be considered electric software consumerism, but that would be in the enhancement. There's something about the word consumerism I meant is old-fashioned consumerism. It's almost like shopping became a military operation because people couldn't handle the abundance of imagery and sounds they were getting in the new electric vortex. They started getting obsessive about shopping for objects, trying to prop up the visual identity by holding on to things. Okay?
Okay.
Having something to grab. Because in the discarnate state, you're kind of disembodied. It's hard to determine where you're at. But if in that floating, you'll start smoking, start using your hands to hold on to things. So people start becoming middle-class, bourgeois shoppers. Okay?
Okay.
So when you push the movie environment, and that includes the soundtrack, which comes in 1927, and that's the radio soundtrack is attached to the movie. That leads to the depression of 1929, the collapse of Wall Street, financial collapse. So that's the collapse of the old hardware forms of measuring wealth known as the dollar bill. And a dollar bill can't measure the wealth that's happening in the 20s. With radio, movies, newspapers, photography, automobiles, airplanes. People have a whole bunch of new realms of technological leisure toys to play with, and they don't know it's going to collapse the previous industrial visually biased hardware environment. Okay? So that's the unforeseen effect that's sneaking up on people while they...
Were people less creative now, like at this point?
No, people are very creative. They're doing, in terms of what's creativity, in terms of activity, people are consuming and typing and running around, doing all kinds of things, way more than people did 50 years ago. They usually have to take medication to survive it. They're all on meds, but they're pretty high-functioning robots. The zombie apocalypse.
No.
What?
You said there were... Now everyone's on meds. You're talking about now, not before.
Yeah, they're on meds to handle all their five bodies and all their super creativity. Creativity's
overload.
A cliche today.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, people are typing and making and stating and articulating constantly. Texting.
Everybody has a chance to create. Everybody has the... It's easy now to create.
Well, you might want to just call it expressing themselves. They've got all kinds of media to express themselves, and it even does a lot of it for you. But you have to take the word creativity. What's that? You know, is that a special term? Is that a special genius activity? You know, it depends on how you define creativity.
I was thinking more in creativity, more of a thing that you're creating, whether you're creating content, whether you're creating art, clothes, industrial stuff, anything that's creation. So,
well, there's an awful lot of it going on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you think
is it being done by dumb people?
Yeah, by dumb, by smart, by everybody.
Right, but the quality of their mind is irrelevant. If they've got a computer and they've got a team and they've got resources, they can collage and mix and sample and make anything.
Yeah.
Put out magazines. It's the human judgment. The old standards of human.
Now the judgment that makes it like popular or successful or if it makes money because everyone's creating now.
Right. So they
all kinds of, you know, robots, everything's creating.
And the spiritual measurement of that is monetary success. It doesn't mean that you're a spiritual person, but the environment of money, which is dumped on people who are successful because of sales and popularity, that's a certain measurement by the Android meme. Now, there's lots of people who are made sick by that. You know, Randy Moggins, he says, everybody should get rid of money. You know, fuck money. Money's bad. I mean, that's a real stupid attitude. There's no comprehensive perception there. You're resisting the environment as if it's an authority. So that's not cool. That's not spiritual awareness in this world. You have to figure out exactly what Ion's talking about in its depth to understand what your attitude should be towards money. But we can't judge chemical bodies by this. It's just doesn't matter how smart the chemical body is. Just the fact they show up at work every day is commendable, even though they're on meds. So what are you trying to say, Jermaine? What's the distinction you're making?
Oh, nothing. I don't know how we landed here. We started talking about creativity and creating.
Yeah, you. Somebody said people are not creative today. We're becoming less creative.
Kate
got us there.
During the movie Tetrad, people became less creative, but I don't think that is relevant. But I think that like the conditions of the culture that are at this time is what determines the kind of creativity that people come up with. Because people watch what's on TV, and then whatever they're brainwashed to believe is how they create. Like it seems
there's
like
different kinds of creativity. Just because everybody's working with the same material you call brainwashed doesn't mean it's uncreative. Like you're going to have to state what is this unique state of creativity that is so special that everybody's faking that they're doing. What is it? Define it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
What do you think it is, Bob?
Oh, geez, I spend hours talking about explaining it. I begin by saying, quoting McLuhan's I think he says in Cliched Archetype, 1970, he says creativity is the biggest cliche of the 20th century. And when you think of how people have to interact with all kinds of demanding interactive environments, starting with the telephone, you realize the pressures on people and how interesting and how creative they are in responding. So that's the first opening point. Then you would get into different definitions of creativity and what's it mean to be in any environment. Then you get into the avant-garde artists, you know, the vorticists, Lewis Joyce, Zappa. You get into the special people and how are they creative compared to John Lennon and the Beatles. And I'm always addressing that point. I call it the drama of cognition. The drama of cognition.
Well, creativity is...
So I don't have a... But I have a speech. You ask me what it is. I've got a five-hour speech on that. And you ask me the question about creativity.
We should talk about that next week. And everybody's idea of creativity, and then that could be something good.
Okay, but we're talking about right now. We're showing the Android meme and what it created in the 20th century. The creativity of the Android meme.
I feel that's where we're at right now, where creativity is the biggest cliche. So I'm living in it now because that's what I kind of feel that
it's happening
now.
Yes, you are.
You know? So then even when you're living in the now and you're experiencing that symptom, it's hard to kind of have a contrast because it's happening now. So that's how I'm asking questions. What do you think? I want to explore more of what would be the anti-environment of creativity because it is a cliche right now. And then I would like to hear everybody's opinion about what is creativity to each person because it could be different for each person the way they see creativity.
The way they image it. Now, basically, I say that ION and IONDOM is the anti-environment to the cliche of creativity because ION's saying get rid of the labyrinth of your mind, which is an agency of creativity is your mind. So he's saying get detached from your mind in a way, like don't be creative in the traditional sense. Take the RNA drops, have your cells change, and then decide how much you can take of it. That's phase three. I played that this week. I found this simple statement of the three stages of ascension. That would be a creative act to ascend, a new kind of creative act.
Mm-hmm.
Not a band performing, a director making a TV show, Anna Wintour making Vogue magazine. Those are boring creativity. Necessary because they're providing content for the Android meme, which is this gaping maw eating everything.
Mm-hmm.
And people just shoveling shit into it. Like we are. We're part of that right now, providing content for the chip body.
Yeah, we're participating in that whole...
Yeah, in the you know, Beefheart said, don't get into the bullshit to find out what the bull ate. But the Android meme is all for you getting into the bullshit. And has all kinds of services
also,
explaining what the bull ate.
You know, it's like it's also part of the environment, so it's okay to participate in it. Like you said, just don't attach yourself or put all your feelings or anything to it. It's just a part of something that exists, and you can participate and not be attached to it.
Right. Are you attached to breathing? Yes, you're attached to breathing.
Yes.
Yeah, you want that to keep going. But Ayn says eventually you send a person sort of place down breathing somehow, not necessarily breathing. Doesn't inhale, so how does that happen? Well, it sounds like you'd be eating spirit, and you'd be in a sort of another body, and your physical operation would be minor. You might feel like that on a good LSD dose, you know, start feeling transparent, and then you're not breathing. So that may be what Ayn's talking about. You get to that state when you're ascended. So that's the end environment to this endless breathing or creativity that's demanded. So creativity today is demanded of everybody like breathing. It's a lung, an operation, a physiological function, our engagement with the Android meme, and it's inside you. So it's like breathing. So it's pretty hard to get detached from the Android meme.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen.
But maybe if you understand that, yeah, it's hard to get detached and that you can participate, but it's not everything. It doesn't mean everything. It's just how you have different bodies. It's just another part of the whole bigger picture.
It's a perceptual act. It's an act of perception, which is what we teach here. It's what the youth don't have is methods of perceptual training of how to engage the android meme without visual detachment